Next, the Himalayan village of Kargiak, located in one of the most remote areas of the world, has something no other community in the region does, a Czech school. A school built by a Czech NGO, that is. Last September, the Prague-based Surya Association opened a sun school, a self-sustainable building that provides basic education for up to 80 children of the Lungnak Valley in the Indian state of Jammu Kashmir. Jan Tillinger, the head of the Surya Association, designed the school himself. I ask him how he first got the idea of getting involved in a project on the roof of the world.
It was during my studies. I studied Faculty of Civil Engineering at Prague Technical University. And my idea was to create something that would help people. And help, I understand, something that is sustainable. And for me, sustainability is mostly education. So the idea was to create a sustainable building which would provide education, means school. And the best place, I didn't know if it should be in Africa, if it should be somewhere near ocean in Sri Lanka or Burma. And then I realized people in mountains I love the most. They are always hardworking. They always know that they have to work during summer to survive. So it was school. Sun school for Himalaya, and the Kargiak was perfect location with elevation 4,200 meters above sea level.
You were a civil engineer by profession, and you designed the school yourself. What is it like?
It's quite special in many ways. It's compared to local architecture, it's double wall. It's like it's called sandwich, and the main wall is made of stone, and the inside wall is made of sun-dried bricks. Between we have straw as a thermal isolation, which is creating quite high quality of the wall, even in European context. And the southern facade, it's most important actually part of construction, because the southern facade is bringing sun to the school building. It's bringing solar energy to the corridor, and this way we are heating all this school.
Is the school popular with local children? Are many of them interested in attending?
We are teaching in the valley, it's called Lungnak Valley, for last 2 years almost. But the school building is finished just half year ago. But even in this very short period of time, we have every month new kids coming. And we are a little bit afraid that within half year or maybe 1 year, we will have full capacity of school, and we will have to find some system how to decide which kids to take and which kids not to take.
How do you get funding for the project?
It's very difficult to get funding for a project which is out of Europe, out of civilized world, and moreover in Jammu Kashmir, which is understood as a war zone. There is no civilization, so any big company which would send there anything, money or any other support, they would expect to have something out of it, which is hardly possible because there is nothing. So we are really, really glad for having small private sponsors which are sending us here and there money. And thanks to this money, we can still keep the education in the school. But It's very difficult. Actually, I would say it's the biggest problem we have now. And the people who like to support us can find the information on www.suryaschool.org.
I was talking there to Jan Tillinger of the Surya Association.